I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Roy Willis, the president of PERC, and we're in the first break of the Propane Technology Forum. And what I've heard a lot about is growth of the propane industry, marketing, and innovation. Those seem to be the three key factors. Let's expand a little bit about what we're witnessing here today.
Well, again, it's about growing our industry. We think we have to take a very proactive approach to that effort. That means building markets by developing and marketing technology that meets consumers' energy needs, and we think that we've got a real value proposition to offer consumers, both from a residential perspective, business, on the road, and on the farm. So the key to it is getting the members of our industry familiar enough with the technology that they can become the sales force. They can become the team that installs and services the new equipment. So these forums are the opportunity to have that information exchange and to learn what our industry members need from us so that we can provide that information to them.
Okay, and what do you think some of the highlights are as far as today's agenda and the innovation that's being presented?
Well, certainly the biggest opportunity to grow gallons is going to be in the motor fuel arena, and that's everything from trucks and buses and all sorts of on-the-road vehicles. But you'll also be hearing about commercial mowers and off-road vehicles, so that's the number one issue. But in the agricultural arena, we're talking about technologies that provide heat, steam, and flame to help farmers be more productive, more profitable, and that enable us to provide environmental benefits as well as meeting those energy needs.
And you mentioned environmental benefits, and that seems to be a big factor that all the presenters are stressing, is that propane can offer a myriad of environmental benefits.
Well, there's no question about it that the consuming public, whether residential, industrial, commercial, on the farm, are looking for fuels and technology that have a smaller footprint on the environment. And that's one of the great things about propane is that it is a closed system. And being able to provide that kind of energy resource where you don't have all the evaporative emissions like a gasoline or diesel fuel, for instance, as an alternative, plus the newer technologies, especially the engine technologies, our ability to control propane in the combustion chamber as a liquid gives us incredible control over both the performance of the engine and the environmental impact through the controlling the emissions themselves. So it's this is a very innovative technology, and we're very excited about its prospect in the marketplace.
And finally, we have some experts from other countries, France and Mexico. Talk a little bit about what they're contributing here today.
Well, they're certainly giving us a perspective of the dynamics in their market, and to some extent it's really reassuring to see that they're facing the same kinds of environmental and economic pressures that we face here in the United States. My experience at PERC and as the founding chairman of the Global Technology Network, which is part of the World Association, is that most of the research and development work that's going on in our industry in the world is actually taking part here in the United States, and through our Agricultural Advisory Committee, our R&D Advisory Committee, and our Research and Development Advisory Committee, PERC is really in the position of leadership for the industry on technology.
Okay, I think that covers everything I wanted to ask you right now. Anything you want to add?
Laura, I just thank you for being here and for the opportunity to talk about this exciting new technological developments that we're working on.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.